Welcome to the Holistic Psychiatrist Podcast, a place for inspiration, insight, and information on holistic mental health. Join your host, Dr. Alice Lee, and discover critical information on safe, effective psychiatric medication withdrawal. Explore new ideas that enlighten and expand the mind with cutting-edge authors and experts, along with former patients as they share their miraculous healing journeys. It's time to build your well-being from the thought up. It's time for the Holistic Psychiatrist Podcast. Here's your host, Dr. Alice Lee.
Hello and welcome to the Holistic Psychiatrist Podcast's Empower Energy Healing Series. I'm your host, Dr. Alice Lee, the holistic psychiatrist practicing in Utah and New York. Today, we're focusing on using EET to heal from dependency on psychiatric medications. For those of you who are not familiar with EET, it's a new generation of powerful energy healing techniques that does not require tapping like EFT. It uses words, ideas, intentions, and connection to an ideal source of energy that I call life energy, to shift energy to a higher state of being. You can review the overall structure of EET on my website, holisticpsychiatrist.com, under the Information tab and Energy Medicine Techniques section. As you do EET, it's natural to yawn or tear up. Let yourself do this to clear blockages. Of course, sometimes energy healing techniques result in increased levels of detoxification. The body's natural reaction to energy healing is sensed most powerfully for 3 days after the energy work. To help you release the toxins that block your physical ability to follow through with your healing, please drink more water, eat more cruciferous vegetables, and rest as needed. For those who are afraid of connecting to life energy, it's helpful to think of it as an unconditionally loving, infinitely wise, and powerful resource of energy that powers our bodies and the universe perfectly and beautifully. It's important to let go of any negative judgment from this source of life energy and trust that life energy will help you in a kind and gentle and compassionate manner. Life energy is not meant to represent a religious figure, nor does it operate through fear, guilt, or punishment. Today, our EET focuses on healing from dependency on psychiatric medications. In order for your body to stop depending on psychiatric medications, you'll need to have a healthy neurological system. This EET is meant to support that shift for you. As your own neurological system heals, your medications will need to be lowered, or you'll experience more side effects from medications that may exceed what you need on a daily basis. Typically, medication side effects will increase as your need for them decreases. So let's begin. To begin, let's do some energy breaths. Let's close our eyes, take some nice, deep, relaxed breaths, focusing on our breath to help clear our minds. We visualize light within us and all around us. With each breath, imagine your light getting stronger and brighter. Think of this light as representing the idea of pure, perfect life energy, and that it comes from a pure, perfect, and infinite source of life energy. Set an intention to be one with this infinite source of life energy at all levels of being and through space and time. Set an intention to be open and receptive to divine spiritual support and healing. Ask for that divine spiritual support and healing to help maximize the benefits of your energy work. Set intention that life energy will deliver additional helpful energy to you at optimal points in time, whether it's in the past, present, or future, to help your healing to be more complete and long-lasting. All right, let's begin with the EET, which represents Empower Energy Technique, okay? Here we go. I now choose to be one with life energy as a wave is one with the ocean, or as a sunbeam is one with the sun, and be empowered to heal, restore, and support a healthy, optimally functioning serotonin, endocannabinoid, GABA, dopamine, endorphin, acetylcholine, and other neurotransmitter systems. Heal from any negative consequences on my neurotransmitter systems from exposure to or withdrawals from psychiatric medications. Heal, restore, strengthen, and support a positive, confident attitude towards myself and life, and create healthy, optimal levels and function of my neurological system. Heal, clear, and release any remaining hypersensitivity or allergic reactions to my neurotransmitters, neurotransmitter receptors, or neurotransmitter reuptake pumps for the following systems: acetylcholine, dopamine, endocannabinoid, endorphin, serotonin, GABA, NMDA, muscarinic, and sigma systems. I completely and gratefully accept healing energy at all levels of being and through space and time from life energy to create and achieve this healing process. I embrace the positive shifts that occur as I heal my beliefs, emotions, fears, pain, habits, traumas, injuries, negative spiritual influences, and other blockages that prevent me from receiving all the energy and support I need to heal and empower my life at all levels of being, now and through space and time. Second round. I now choose to be one with life energy as a wave is one with the ocean, or as a sunbeam is one with the sun, and be empowered to heal, restore, and support a healthy, optimally functioning serotonin, endocannabinoid, GABA, dopamine, endorphin, acetylcholine, and other neurotransmitter systems. To heal from any negative consequences on my neurotransmitter systems from exposure to or withdrawals from psychiatric medications. To heal, restore, strengthen, and support a positive, confident attitude towards myself and life, and create a healthy, optimal levels and function of my neurological system. To heal, clear, and release any remaining hypersensitivity or allergic reactions to my neurotransmitters, neurotransmitter receptors, or neurotransmitter reuptake pumps for the following systems: acetylcholine, dopamine, endocannabinoid, endorphin, serotonin, GABA, NMDA, muscarinic, and sigma. I completely and gratefully accept healing energy at all levels of being and through space and time from life energy to create and achieve these healing processes. I embrace the positive shifts that occur as I heal my beliefs, emotions, fears, pain, habits, traumas, injuries, negative spiritual influences, and other blockages that prevent me from receiving all the energy and support I need to heal and empower my life at all levels of being, now and through space and time. Take a few breaths. And the third round. I now choose to be one with life energy as a wave is one with the ocean, or as a sunbeam is one with the sun, and be empowered to heal, restore, and support a healthy, optimally functioning serotonin, endocannabinoid, GABA, dopamine, endorphin, acetylcholine, and other neurotransmitter systems. Heal from any negative consequences on my neurotransmitter systems from exposure to or withdrawals from psychiatric medications. Heal, restore, strengthen, and support a positive, confident attitude towards myself and life, and create healthy, optimal levels and function of my neurological system. Heal, clear, and release any remaining hypersensitivity or allergic reactions to to my own neurotransmitters, neurotransmitter receptors, or neurotransmitter reuptake pumps for the following systems: acetylcholine, dopamine, endocannabinoid, endorphin, serotonin, GABA, NMDA, muscarinic, and sigma. I completely and gratefully accept healing energy at all levels of being and through space and time from life energy to create and achieve this healing process. I embrace the positive shifts that occur as I heal my beliefs, emotions, fears, pain, habits, traumas, injuries, negative spiritual influences, and other blockages that prevent me from receiving all the energy and support I need to heal and empower my life at all levels of being now and through space and time. Just take a few breaths, focus on gratitude and receptivity for all of the healing energies being provided to you. One thing that I would just want to mention is that the words that we use in energy medicine determine the level of healing that you're going to be receiving. And if you're very sensitive to energy, if you're in a very debilitated state of health, sometimes it's better to use less words than more words. So for example, in this EET, it says, I completely and gratefully accept healing energy at all levels of being and through space and time from life energy to create and achieve this healing process. And then you can just stop right there. The rest is very broad healing intentions, which is, I embrace the positive shifts that occur as I heal my beliefs, and it lists all the different things, other blockages that prevent me from receiving all the energy and support I need to heal and empower my life at all levels of being now and through space and time. So that particular sentence is very broad based, and it can bring a lot of healing energy, and as a result, it could release a lot of toxins from your body. So by being selective as far as how many intentions you set, you can moderate and control how quickly you heal on these energy techniques. And the sicker you are, the more gentle your healing process should be. The healthier you are, the more you can handle in terms of shifts, because your shift isn't from a state of great debility to state of health. It would be like from a minor state of debility to an optimal state of health. Just a few other precautions. I want to mention that when you do energy medicine, you set these intentions depending on how well you are at shifting energy with life energy. These changes may happen very quickly, especially when you're working with a neurotransmitter system. This is something I didn't realize until more recently in the last year. The neurotransmitter system is basically the physical interface between your thoughts and your physical body and how it manifests in a physical brain. So it's going to be very sensitive to information. And so don't be surprised if the shifts happen very powerfully and quickly for you. The same thing happens with the immune system. The immune system is very sensitive to information. It reacts very positively and very powerfully to our intentions and energy. So you're going to notice things much quicker than perhaps you anticipate. The only other thing I would just say is that it's always helpful to have a holistic psychiatrist to help with the withdrawal process from psychiatric medications. And there are integrative and holistic psychiatrists now throughout the country, and I would advise that you work with someone who may be able to help you with this withdrawal process by helping you with the proper supplements, nutritional supplements that you will need to help you with a very smooth withdrawal process. So I hope that this will help. I've created this for people who really want to get off their medications, but really can't afford to work with me because of their financial situation, and I don't think it's fair that it's only people who can afford me that have access to powerful energy techniques. So I hope that this is helpful for those who can't afford me, and that you'll do it with caution, that you'll do it wisely, that you'll keep an eye on the side effects of these medications, because the greater the faith in your connection to life energy, the more powerful your healing process is inevitably going to be. So I wish you well as you move forward with creating a healthier neurological system. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
The content provided by this podcast is for informational purposes only and has not been approved by the US FDA. This podcast is not intended to provide personal medical advice, which should be obtained from a medical professional.